keep it up close.
I just try to share my experience from the retreat. Yeah.
Well, it's not that cool. I mean, it's way better to hear it from somebody right from their mouth. And I think, so Kimmy, if I can just tell, can I tell a tiny bit more of your story? So just one of the things that I always ask when people are learning how to experience Jesus, like up close and personal, is when they start finding him there, like they see him or they know he's there, then I always say, does he know your name? And people say, yes. You know, does he love you? And, you know, we know up here because we've been at church for 1,000 years, and we're like, well, Jesus loves me, yeah. But, you know, really, do we know it in our heart, or do we really, really, really know this, right? But you'll see people, I mean, their tears just well up because they're like, yes, he loves me. And it's not just that he loves me right now and because I'm at a prayer retreat. He loves me, and you know in that moment that he sees everything about you, and yet he just loves you with such an intensity. I mean, he loves you. And it was just, I mean, Kimmy was just, the tears rolling down her face. She wasn't the only one, because all of a sudden you're having this living encounter where you really, truly know, oh, he loves me. He's here for me. He hasn't ever left me. I just never found him before. I just never knew it. So he's there for everybody. We just took this step into, like, let's find out. How do we get there? How do we find him? You know, because he wants to be found. That's Jesus' message to us. He wants to be found. He wants us to know who he is. He wants us to hear from him. He doesn't like to be a God that's like constantly ready to speak to us and then we just don't hear. The good news is he never stops talking. And he will continue to speak and find ways until we hear him. Whatever it is, he will continue to go over and over. But it's so much nicer when you can go for a walk and you realize he's there and you're hearing from him and you're walking and talking. And so much of the stuff that I teach now, like if I've been down and doing a weekend thing, is what I hear from Jesus. And if Jesus speaks, it's truth, right? I mean, it's just, wow, that just gets to the heart of everything. You know, and then you start getting rid of some of your stuff, the hurts that you have. I mean, it's like we don't have to hide them anymore. It's like, oh, well, that was silly. Why was that even there? You know, or that was painful. I've had that for like 20 years now. And then all of a sudden he just tells you what he's saying about it and it's gone. So it was really, 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 really cool. Everybody just did a wonderful job. And yeah, I mean, it's my heart to always do that because Jesus loves it when we start learning how to find him. But this morning, I just wanted to follow up with a psalm that he gave me this morning. I'll just read part of it. It's Psalm 127. And it says, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. And really, I mean, we really, truly want to have that peace. I mean, doesn't everybody want peace? We want to be free from stress. We're just tired of our lives are just such a, you know, we're on that little hamster wheel. You know, it just doesn't seem to like get any better. And Jesus wants us to have peace too. I mean, he really wants us to have peace. So this verse is just about, you know, unless God is in it, we're just going to be toiling in vain and we're going to stay on that hamster wheel and go and go and go. So we want God to always be part. We want to know what he's saying to us. Because he always has something to say and he always has an answer. Always. Always. Every answer he has. He knows. He's already been there. Already been there. Already done that. He's there. You know? He's got the plan. And we were singing that song this morning about set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. Well, we sing it with passion, but really deep down, we just do not want anything that's so out of control. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's like, I got to control everything. But that is the problem. You can't be in control and have Jesus give you peace. I think I told you a month ago that those two things, if they were placed on a circle, they will never be able to be together. You have peace over here, and that's Jesus, letting him just be the center. Or you have control, and I'm going to try to control everything. And, you know, we can't control everything. you don't know that you're going to, you know, you might lose your job tomorrow. Your school might burn down. You might be in a car. You might this, you might that. We just don't have any control. There's a friend of mine that's, she's a successful ophthalmologist, been a believer for a long, long time. And in 1 year's time, she lost the building where she had her practice. She got sued. She got audited. She got, you know, audited in her practice, like her, they had to come in, the surgeons came in and were, you know, auditing that. It was just everything happened to her in the span of a year. And she just said, all my life, I have tried to do everything perfectly. She told me one time that she was dating a guy in med school and she had to break up with him because she was only getting a B in one of her math classes. And she goes, I got to get an A. I can't date you anymore, you know. So she tried to do everything perfect her whole life so that nothing bad would happen. And then all these things happened to her. Everything. I mean, it was so traumatic. She had to check into she almost had a breakdown, a nervous breakdown. She knew she was losing it. She had to check into a place for a while. And, you know, all this for God to reach her and say, I can handle all of this. You know, your life's not. Now, did he do that to her? No. But he allows things to happen so that we can grow. I mean, he wants our hearts. That's the most important thing. 50 years from now, maybe 100 for some of you young people, who will even remember you? Nobody's going to remember me. Nobody's going to remember, you know, what clothes I wore, what job I had, you know, how much money did I make. They're certainly not going to look at my daughter and go, oh, that mother should have done a better job. I mean, nobody remembers anything about all of the things that I have stressed over up to this, you know, point in time. Nobody's going to remember that. They just don't remember, right? I mean, it's not important. Very few people will actually be remembered. And so wouldn't it be, we have a purpose on earth because God said so. He created us. We're unique. He has a plan that's exactly for us. So wouldn't it be better if we got to just flow through this life in a lot of peace and just go, wow, what do you have for me? What did you design me for? It's because I just want to let go of this. You know, everything that seems so important to me now, really, in the bottom line, 50 years from now, just does not amount to anything. I mean, it's not even a hill of beans. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. Everything that I have will be gone. And, you know, he's just like going, yeah, just do it my way. It's not always pain-free, but what he teaches us is how to flow in the peace through all of that. It's a good life. I mean, I'm telling you, I've been learning how to live this life for 4 years now, and I've been a believer for a long time. But this has been awesome. I mean, I can't tell you how much peace I have. And the waiting, you know, that he teaches me to wait all the time, and it's gotten better and better. It's not an easy thing. It's like waiting is horrible. But it's a gift. It's a gift. Once you start doing it, then you realize, huh, I just don't have to be stressed out about this. You know, you got to just, like, be willing to, that control thing. It's like, I just can't get off. But I choose over here. I'm just going to wait. So that's just my message for you is just, you know, he wants you to have peace. He wants you to know he's close. He wants you to know you can hear from him. And he's never stopped talking. He's never stopped loving you. And there is an amazing plan and purpose for your life. Every single one of you, because he created you for something only you can do. And no matter how old you are, it's not too late, it's not too early. It starts now. Let's just pray. Jesus, I thank you so much that you love us so, so unconditionally. And we never know really what that feels like until we encounter you so personally, so up close, so face to face. And thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you that you have a purpose and a plan for our lives. You want so much for us to be flowing in your peace. You want so much for us to be so in you and be loved by you that we are secure enough in ourselves that we can start loving others. In fact, we just feel so much love for others because we're just unhooked from just that, the prison that control keeps us in. So, Lord, break us out of that prison. Help us to be brave enough to let go of the control and take a chance on you, Lord, because you are the best.
You are amazing. Lord, I pray peace on every single person here. I pray peace and I pray a new pursuit, a new passion, because you're not boring. You're not condemning. You're an absolutely amazingly loving, fun God. So we just pray all these things in your name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you.